Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Howard. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. You know, I was actually looking at your website a little bit earlier today and thinking it's absolutely insane. You can't even choose one story to talk about because you guys are very busy.
Sadly, yes, we are very busy. Even when it looks like a slow news day or a week, still things keep popping up all over the place. It's kind of like a whack-a-mole.
Mm, absolutely. It's quite incredible. Tell me about 60 Minutes. They're saying that the settlements are the only issue preventing peace. Who knew?
Yes, this was something I've been working on today. This is something out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
A 15-minute piece on one of their Channel 9's flagship documentary program. And the entire basis of this was that settlements are the main obstacle to peace. Israelis can do no wrong, can do no right, and it was an entirely Palestinian narrative. And there was a couple of things in here which really caught the eye. Some of them, in fact, just outright lies. The guy Liam Bartlett, who was presenting it, he went to visit a family in Bethlehem. And he said that the Palestinian family feels suffocated, surrounded by more than 20 Israeli settlements. So I looked at Google Maps, and there are not 20 Israeli settlements surrounding Bethlehem. It's total nonsense. And if you look at the map, you'll see that Jerusalem is to the north of Bethlehem, the Gush Etzion block of settlements, some kilometers to the southwest, but it's definitely not surrounded. There are, in fact, far more Palestinian villages nearby than Jewish settlements. And it got even worse because we, focusing on this Palestinian family, we're told that, this son, the teenager, he lives in a closed world of deprivation. Why is that? So he can't enjoy what other teenagers take for granted, like a trip to the beach or the movies. So I did another Google search and I found there are several movie theaters in Bethlehem.
But maybe they're not showing what he wanted to see.
The kid, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's a choice of movies
Wonder
there.
Maybe he didn't want to go and see Wonder Woman. Yeah, exactly.
But, crazy. And, how many kids get to go to the beach and take that for granted? I used to live in London. There was no beach in London. There are no beaches in a lot of places around the world.
We certainly don't have one here in Johannesburg.
Well, exactly. Certainly if you wanted to go and visit a beach in another country, you'd have to get permission to cross over to that country. And it's the same thing here. Israel does not let Palestinians simply walk across and go to the beach. As much as it would be wonderful to share the beaches here, except for the fact that there are checkpoints and a security barrier for a precise reason, and that is security. We have to make sure that Palestinians do not enter Israel with the intent of killing Israeli civilians.
So, Simon, in your experience at Honest Reporting, is what you've seen here with the 60 Minutes, the Australian 60 Minutes, is this bias, intentional bias, or is this just laziness, sloppiness in not checking the facts?
No, I'm quite sure that this is intentional bias. Even within the first minute, this Liam Bartlett, he actually says, what outrages Palestinians the most is Israel's continuing provocation of building Jewish settlements all across the West Bank, and he calls it an ongoing land grab. So it's absolutely clear where he's coming from.
His agenda is set from the get-go.
Yeah, and he even talks about Israel's building more and more settlements. Again, this was remarkable for me because last week, the first new West Bank settlement in 25 years, the ground was broken there. In 25 years. So how can this Liam Bartlett say that Israel is building more and more settlements? It just hasn't been happening.
You know, it was very interesting. A few days ago, there was a News 24, which is one of our local media houses. They often syndicate articles, as many of them do. And they reported on the Gaza electricity crisis. And it was actually one of the first times that I've seen in an Al Jazeera article that the conflict, of course, there is blame towards Israel throughout the article. but they acknowledged that the electricity crisis was because the Palestinian Authority were pressurizing Hamas. And I thought that was fascinating because they could have left out that entire reasoning, and they didn't leave it out. Have you seen an improvement at all at Al Jazeera?
Maybe not at Al Jazeera, but certainly in general, this electricity crisis, it's been very, very difficult, impossible even, for the media to ignore the fact that the Palestinians are basically airing their dirty laundry in public.
Right.
There's a big spat going on, and it's becoming clear that, you know, Israel is only one very, very small component of the Gaza electricity grid. So, you know, this is a positive sign that maybe a couple of journalists are waking up to the reality.
Very, very interesting indeed. The Independent has whitewashed Iranian extremism.
Yes. In fact, we mentioned the other week about Al-Quds Day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was nasty marches around the world.
Absolutely.
None more nasty, I think, than the one actually in Tehran.
Right.
And the Independent, in a fit of understatement, said about Iran's attitude towards Israel, Iran is fiercely critical of Israel for its alleged human rights violations. Well, actually, Iran is opposed to Israel, full stop. It opposes Israel's very right to exist. And we got in touch with the Independent. You know, I said to them, I said, you know, maybe there's a little bit of British understatement going on here. Perhaps you'd like to fix it. And to their credit, they have done.
So that's positive.
The article now is correct.
Absolutely fascinating that you can get, that they think you can get away with such dishonest reporting. Tell me about this story, which I think is an absolutely wonderful. How reporting from Israel changed my world view.
Well, yeah, this is an absolutely brilliant piece. We had the exclusive on this, so your readers should really go and have a look for themselves.
In fact, what I'm going to do is post it.
Just to sum it up.
I am going to post the link to our Facebook page, so they'll be able to reach it from there.
Mm-hmm. So Hunter Stewart, a freelance journalist, in 2015, took his wife and decided they were going to go and live in Jerusalem and report on the place. You know, it's a conflict. They thought that's great. It's good for his career. And he started selling stories to various media outlets, including Al Jazeera English, mm-hmm. Amongst others. And he was brought up in a sort of a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant town in the US where everyone's a liberal and they have a knee-jerk hostility towards Israel. And he believed that Israel was a bully and the primary obstacle to peace in the Middle East. But then when he got here, you know, reality kicked in. And he gives like one example of where he went to cover a Palestinian protest at an Israeli-run prison near Ramallah. And he fell in with a group of about 100 Palestinian demonstrators. And about half a dozen Israeli soldiers come out to meet them. Then he describes a scene which he says looked like something out of Game of Thrones. More and more Palestinians flooding over the hills, roadblocks with burning tires, people with knives in their belts, the ingredients of Molotov cocktails. And he realized, you know, this is, you know, six Israeli soldiers versus an entire mob, which completely turns around the whole David and Goliath narrative that we see. And this was just one example.
Well, it's so interesting to me that that you can have the situation where people who go to the region and see it for themselves actually understand a very, very different picture from that which the media have presented. And that's one of the issues, in fact, that that we are fighting here in South Africa, because the ANC government, in fear, and the BDS, out of complete fear of being exposed, keep repeating the message that people should not be traveling to Israel. And of course, if you don't travel there, you can't see it for yourself. So how do you know that what you're being told is accurate?
Absolutely. I believe they are frightened, because we know from personal experience, when people come here from both sides, from our own side and also from, you know, people who are not so pro-Israel, mm-hmm. that they get a completely different impression of what it's like here when they see it for themselves. And, you know, it's really something that we should keep fighting to get these people to come here, because it really is the best weapon that we have.
Lastly, the Australians, ABC, there they've got this program Counterpoint. They've said it's 50 years since the Six-Day War in the Middle East and the Israeli occupation of the West Bank.
Yes, and
what is with these Australians? Seriously,
I put in a complaint to ABC because they titled this "Finding Answers to 50 Years of Aggression," and they called it "Shameful Anniversary," which pretty much tells you what they were looking to, you know, promote here. You know, there's not even any pretense at balance. Absolutely, you know, I think the real shameful thing here is that what they've done to this. Their own editorial guidelines say, as a public broadcaster, they should strive for impartiality. That is certainly not impartial.
Absolutely not. How did they respond?
They haven't responded yet, and I'm still waiting. I think we'll be making contact with them again, but yeah. Unfortunately, some of these complaints take a great deal of time to go through.
And I guess with a time change, you know, that takes longer to reach them in Australia, do you think, maybe?
Maybe that's correct.
Simon Ploska, that's where we're going to leave it, as always. Absolutely fascinating. I marvel at the fact that you wake up every single day.